The coronavirus vaccine has come to the Eastern Shore with health workers and nursing homes getting the first doses. This is Don Rush. The news comes as Maryland registered on Thursday over 2,200 new cases and nearly 50 deaths. At Tidal Health Peninsula Regional, staff is now getting the Pfizer vaccine, which will require two doses. Mike Murphy, an emergency room physician who works with Tidal Health Peninsula Regional.
Yeah, I think it's great news. I think it's going to be very helpful, to fight the pandemic. As far as I know, they have started vaccinations at PRMC.
And so are you going to be getting one?
I had COVID, the short answer is yes, I will be getting a vaccine, but I'm putting myself sort of at the end of the line of all the providers there to be sure that everybody else gets a vaccine, but I absolutely will be, yes.
Are you confident that we'll be able to distribute this vaccine in a fairly equitable manner, or how do you see this playing out?
The plan that they have to distribute the vaccine is good. Obviously we're hitting healthcare workers first because we see patients with this the most. That includes people that work at hospitals, nursing homes, and then they're going to distribute it to the elderly. And then within the state of Maryland, Governor Hogan has placed an emphasis on subsequently going to the education system and treating teachers and those that deal with students next so they can try to get schools open again. And then from there, it's going to be distributed to the general population, as far as I understand. So I think they have a good plan to do it.
Can you give me some sense about how it works, this mRNA, and the fact that it doesn't take the whole virus itself, but a piece of it in order to get the body to react?
The vaccines that sort of you and I grew up with and that we still use, the polio vaccine, measles and mumps, those used what we call an attenuated or stunned version of an entire virus. Some of them used a killed version of the entire virus that then got injected into your body. The mRNA takes part of the genome, the gene sequence of the protein molecule from the outside of this virus, just a small part of it, and that gets injected, and then that protein is replicated in the body, and then your body will recognize it as an invader and will set up an antibody response to it, and you should become immune to it.
Are you surprised at how quickly we were able to develop this vaccine?
Not really. I mean, if you look back at this, as I've tried to explain it to some people, it sort of goes back to what they've been able to do with the Human Genome Project, where they sequence DNA and RNA really rapidly at this point, and the technology is there. The virus, when it was isolated, the genome was sequenced almost a year ago by the end of last January. So once you have that sequence, it's just a matter of replicating that piece of the RNA, that piece of the genome repeatedly, which the technology is there and makes it actually pretty easy.
Emergency room physician Mike Murphy. In our next segment, we take a look at the importance of the reluctance by some to take the vaccine and the somber trail that the virus has left in its wake. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.